Hey, so here's the deal. I already worked from home before coronavirus, so you'd think I would be dealing with it really well. But the thing is, I'm already like pre-sick of being cooped up in the house, and I was trying really hard right before this all happened to get out of the house more and make sure that every week I was going to a gallery or a movie or something. And it was really messing with me. Not because I loved my old job or anything, but just like, you want to know what I really like the most? Getting ready, like putting my makeup on and getting dressed and knowing that I was going to look really good for those first 5 minutes of the day before I accidentally touched my hair or something and messed it all up. And I like driving to work, and the place I worked right before I started doing this job was really beautiful. Like, it was really far out in the countryside where I live, but the drive there was gorgeous in any kind of weather. Like, there were all these trees, and in the summer it was especially amazing to be like driving down the road and listening to music and just like seeing everything. It felt really great. So I miss that. I miss putting on lip gloss. I miss doing my eyeliner a different color every day. Today, I am wearing no makeup, and my nails really need a fill, but the nail salon is closed, and that really sucks. I know that's a really stupid, spoiled thing to worry about, but every time I look at my hands, I see it. And I have an oversized black craft shirt and a bralette and these little silk shorts. I think they're fake silk, I'm pretty sure. Don't think they're real, but this is the most dressed I've been all week. Like, for most of the week, it's been bralettes and hoodies. I got all dressed up on St. Patrick's Day, but that was the day that they closed the bars where I live, so I got all dressed up in this really great slutty green dress, and I got all ready to go out, and my makeup was perfect. I had these really cool earrings with like flashing St. Patrick's Day crap all over them, and then nope. So I decided to drink at home and read a novel, and I do recommend that novel. It was the last one in a series that I really liked called The Doctrine of Labyrinth, but it's probably, you know, I would rather go out and maybe meet some boys and get them to buy me free whiskey, get them to dance with me, get them to touch me. I mean, all these internet boys are giving me all this money, but most of them, you know. Anyway, so here's the deal. What I'm gonna do is, I'm still doing Night Flirt, so if I get a call, I have to take the call. If I have other projects that I need to do for recording audios, then I need to do those and record audios. But for right now, just for a little while, I have a Discord invite in this link. And if you want, we can hang out. I've always wanted to do like real time, like streaming, like almost like hysterical literature and almost like porn commentary with like some horror movies with a lot of like torture scenes. And I mean, that might still get me some death threats, but the world is ending, right, guys? We'll see what happens. We'll see if I get drunk later. But otherwise, I have, if nothing's going on, I have the Mask of the Red Death. I have the King in Yellow. I have bunch of like H.P. Lovecraft stuff. I have some vintage erotic horror novels with short stories in them. Well, like they're trade paperbacks. I got them on eBay for like a dollar each, and they're tales of erotic horror. So maybe I'll read those if there's nothing going on. Otherwise, we can just like chat and talk and stuff if you want. And of course, I am taking tips. My Cash App is Santosa. So if you want to send a couple bucks your way, I am down about $200 for the week, but I'm doing okay. And rest assured that when the government gives you $2,000, I want 1,000 of it. But for right now, if you want to send $5, that would be awesome. If you want to send $200, I'm not going to say no, but if you just want to hang out and shitpost and see if this is going to be the apocalypse or not, that would be pretty fun too. So, hope to see you there.